The trap of comparison. Comparing your work to someone else's. Comparing your success to someone else's. Comparing your method to someone else's. Oh, you use a pencil? I use a pen. I must be doing something wrong. Oh, this many people came to your show? I only had that many people come to my show. Someone is always better than you if you define better in a way that makes them better than you. Someone always has more followers. They always have more income. They always have more and better reviews. You will always be able to find someone better. So if you want to fuel the resistance, if you want to fuel the lizard brain, if you want to give yourself yet another excuse to feel badly about the work you're doing so that you will hesitate to ship, go ahead and compare yourself to other people. It's really easy to do. The alternative, of course, is that you could compare yourself to people who have never shipped. You could compare yourself to the critic who has never once put his work into the world. You could compare yourself to people who are hiding. Or even better, you can say, I don't want to have a conversation about comparison. I don't want to bargain with myself about comparison. Professionals don't care about comparison. Remember, your goal is not to change everyone. Your goal is to change someone. And what you can do is look at how you've changed people. And if you're not satisfied with who you've changed or how much they've changed, make better art. But there's no need to compare yourself to anyone else.